Hello and welcome to another Man, I Really Hope Nothing Happens to the Good Guy episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I like to share one of my short stories and the next chapter from my novel, Soul. As always, at the end of the chapter, I will talk a bit about it, where it came from, how it came together, or anything that comes to mind. So if you're interested, then stick around at the end. For now, let's get into it. This week is Chapter 23, Three Ball Visited. Present Day. Three Ball turned away from the large window looking out over the old town and back to the reports on this week's takings. The figures from the Finches were down, and he made a mental note to send Joey Locks to have a quiet word with them. Nothing permanent. Going over the columns, he knew he was just avoiding the report from Tommy. Soul. That name, so familiar yet so distant. The man was the bane of him. Three Ball, he'd been calling himself that for so long now that he no longer thought of himself by his other name, knew that Levi Prime had prompted him to come poking. He just wondered why he got so close this time. What had changed? Was it the attempted hit from the White Hands? Had Sol figured something new out? Three Ball had a beautiful little maze set out for the man to follow, just like last time. Shaking his head, even the stunt by the White Hands had been resolved. Sol should have kept poking around the other gangs and finding all the wonderful clues that Three Ball had cooked up. Instead, Sol seemed to be fully focused on trying to die. Sol had been drinking heavily for a while now, and it seemed to be worse. Then, that stunt with Bronski? Three Ball would pay good goddamn money to know what they had talked about. No one walked into Bronski's lair like that and still had enough limbs left over to walk out under their own power. They were usually just pressure washed away. Sol was missing all the little tips and lees that Three Ball had meticulously planted. Tommy had screwed up by giving him the information with the Barley Boys. There was nothing that Three Ball intended to do to the man, he was too valuable. That screw-up alone should not have been enough. Three Ball picked up his glass and leaned back into his chair. Had something spooked Sol? The massive sound system filling the office, the towering stacks of books and papers fighting the waves of sound. Why was he so cavalier this time? Sol had been plugging away at his little detective job for years since he showed up in Arcadia from who knows where. The man had been here for a year or so before Three Ball himself had been created by Levi Prime as the Seeker. Three Ball had taken to his mission. Not for Levi Prime, no, that man would never get him. For himself. He had learned early what it meant to be a copy, what it meant to be powerless, and had learned fast how to unlock his super. Three Ball wondered again just exactly what kind of super Sol had for the thousandth time. He knew the man was a super of some sort because of the circles he seemed to swim in and out of with ease. But no one, none of the crews, none of the other supers, had the slightest idea what Sol was. Whatever it was, the man played his cards close to his chest and had never had to reveal them. It was not anything flashy, and with the grisly scar on his face, it can't be from any form of healing. The way he stumbled around, it was not grace or speed. Three Ball mused again that maybe he was faking it all. There was a knock at his door, breaking his little trip down memory lane. Joey Locks poked his head through. "That man you were after, boss, that Sol guy." This brought Three back to the present in a rush. "Yeah?" He dumped the glass back on the expanse of a table. "You won't believe it, he just fronted up here, ne'er care in the world, asking to see you." "What?" It was past his lips before he could snatch it back. Three Ball had been playing with the idea of moving his headquarters soon anyway, but had grown comfortable here and was loath to leave. He'd also been expecting a sneak attempt, something fishy to try and draw him out into the open. Not walking right up to his door and asking to be let in, Sol had to know it was suicide. Three Ball straightened up. How had the man found him? Bronski must have figured it out. It was long past time to move then. If Bronski had found him, then that knowledge was worth more than gold to Levi Prime. "Okay, get the boys together, treat him like a super. Get Two-Tone and Shift with you before you bring him in." Joey took it in stride, nodding once and closing the door. Casting around quickly, making sure there were no easy paths through the mess to him, Three-Ball touched a panel on his desk, which slid out with a slight oily sound, and waited. Why was he just walking in? Was he going to try and go out with a blaze of glory? Was he here to beg for help and forgiveness? Try and join the Enterprise? That was an interesting thought. The music built higher. Finally, his door cracked open and Two-Tone slunk in, followed by a grip of three balls in a circle, Sol and Shift bringing up the rear. Sol looked his rumpled self, although missing his regular overcoat. Must have tried to dress up for the occasion. Three felt a smile start to stretch his face as he saw the vaguely lost look on Sol. Sol, you make it too easy. I admire you walking into the lion's den. Stupid, but admirable. With trained precision, the lads fanned out into the room, Shift standing just behind Sol, while Two-Tone lounged near the sound stacks. Three just sat there, watching Sol, seeing the man who had been tracking him for years even though he had given up last time. Three knew Sol well enough that he had never truly given up the chase. Without the ever-present overcoat, he didn't look like he was armed, and the lost, no, sad expression had not changed. Three was willing to hear him out. Time was slowly marked out by the beats from the sound stacks. Two-Tone started to fidget, but a quick glance from Three stopped that. Sol's eyes flickered towards the papers on the desk.
That from Tommy?
Sol asked.
I shouldn't be surprised he reports to you. It hurt to find out, though. Everyone in this damn city reports to you in some way, don't they?
Sol's voice competed with the tunes. Three nodded briefly. The man had made it this far. No point in being rude, even if Sol was going to die. You were doing so well last time. It was a shame you gave up so easily. Okay, a little bit rude. The man had hunted him like a dog intent on returning him to his master. What started it again? I heard about the incident with Levi and his son. Damn shame if you ask me. Should have talked to me first before trying to sire someone the natural way. The barb flew, but Sol didn't respond. Instead, he stood there, the fiery private detective replaced with this. Was he always like this when he thought he'd gotten his mark? Three was disappointed. This was not how he envisioned the showdown. Spreading his hands before him, Sol continued.
I am unarmed. You know I can't take you by myself. Can we talk without your stable of fools? I'm sure there are things we need to discuss that you don't want to share.
Two-Tone started to move again. Three would need to have a talk with him afterwards if he couldn't control himself like this. Yeah, it was not a bad idea though. Part of keeping a secret was to ensure the only ones who knew it were yourself and the dead. Nodding to himself and gesturing to the door, the lad started to file out. Sol shifted out of the way to let them pass, not meeting Two-Tone's glare. Once the door shut noiselessly behind them, Sol looked up and met Three's eyes for the first time. The defeated look plain on his face. Sol breathed in and out slowly, before finally mustering the words.
I have been hunting you for a long time now, Levi.
It had been an age since that name. It took a moment for Three to react. Breathing out slowly, Three matched his stare. Sol, you know you're going to die. Did you just come this far to prove you could?
No, although I must admit I don't like leaving cases unsolved. I tried doing it a methodical way before, if you remember. There was always one more lead, one more thread to follow. You covered yourself well. I hunted for a long time before giving up the ghost.
Three nodded with satisfaction. That was fun, yes. I couldn't believe you were so obsessed over a job. I know you're friends with Levi Prime. Just saying the man's full name tasted bitter. But going that far for the man, what did he promise you for it? Sol shrugged.
It was a job like any other. I like to finish what I start. That's all.
Three shook his head. No, that can't be it. I have watched you for a long time now. There is something about you that tickles me. Are you that sure in your super that you have walked in here alone and unarmed? The rumpled, bow-legged man just sadly stared at him.
No, Levi. Three Ball, whatever. I have no super.
Three just stared. There was a worrying ring of conviction and a wry twist to the words, like there was a private joke he was not privy to. The man had to have a super. He had to. Three started to feel like he had lost control of the situation somehow. Soul, don't jerk me around. What do you want? You have to know I will not let you out of here alive. You might as well talk to me. Also, don't call me Levi. That is not who I am. The wry twist reappeared.
Don't like being reminded where you come from. I understand. I will admit I am impressed at how quickly you unlocked your super. Did you ever learn how to control it, though? I'm curious if you followed your mission.
The way he said it, mission. The inflection was odd. No one else said it that way. Three did not want to start monologuing, however, it did feel freeing to be able to talk about his secrets so openly for once. This would be the only chance for a while, as it didn't matter what Soul learned. The dead can tell no tales. Absent-mindedly, Three shuffled the papers around in front of him before answering. I didn't need to follow the mission that idiot set for me. Once I manifested the super, I was set. There was no one else like me except Levi Prime, who spent his time running around in that stupid outfit playing at being a hero. I knew that in this cruel new world it was take what you wanted and screw anyone that gets in your way. I had the chance to take, so I did. I saw what Prime was achieving and knew I didn't need to try and master the super. It's powerful enough by itself. Soul nodded along.
That's fair. It's a shame it's come to this, though. You were handy to have around.
What? That lost feeling came back with a vengeance. What the fuck does that mean? Soul shook his head.
Doesn't matter now. I just hope that this is all worth it.
Three felt like he was only hearing one side of a conversation, one he didn't know how was playing out. You're not gonna tell me you're super, are you? Soul shook his head again.
No point.
That sad look infused his face as he met Three's gaze.
I serve my purpose. I am going to die. Whether at your hand or not makes no difference.
Soul shrugged uncomfortably.
You might as well do it now.
Confused and feeling like he was the one trapped, he dealt with the same way he'd learned to deal with all problems. Violence. Three drew and fired the gun smoothly. The shot was perfect. Center of the head. That was chapter 23, Three Ball Visited. Oh boy, what a chapter. Sorry for leaving it on the cliffhanger of Soul being shot in the head. I don't want to give anything away, but for those of you out there who have already figured out what is happening, then I hope you feel really smart right now. Also, if you have really figured everything out, then even knowing what has happened, you have to feel bad for Soul. To die like this, to have gone through what he has, and for it all to come down to random chance is horrible. Trying to get this scene written out without making Three Ball into a stupid, cat-stroking enemy was hard. By the very nature of the story, there was no real way for him to figure out what and who Soul was, meant the final confrontation, he would be working blind. He knew that Soul had to be a super of some sort, but nothing earth-shaking, so he figured he could take him in a one-on-one fight. Also, while fleshing Three Ball out in my head, I realized that he would be the kind of person that would be very confident in his own abilities. He was created as a copy and then managed to become a super. He then basically took over a massive part of the underworld and ruled it from the shadows for years without anyone knowing. Not only that, but the last time Soul was hunting for him, he was able to lead him on a wonderful dance, always in control. So for Soul to show up now, without weapons at his front door basically, Three Ball was almost convinced that Soul had given up. I spent a lot of time on this scene, as I have a bad habit of racing through things, making them go too fast, and with what is coming, I knew I needed to leave a space to breathe while still letting Three and Soul talk. one from a perceived position of strength, the other knowing he was there to die. As for me being too subtle with things, one of the ways that comes out is I always name my characters in a way that gives a nod to something about them. The problem being that the names make sense to me, because I know everything, so I can give a smug call ahead to all the nods. But I do try to use names as a reflection of the character. Two-Tone in this scene was because his super is Soundwave based, but also because he's the second in command. Valkyr should have been obvious not only because of his form, but in the next chapter you see how his power manifested. Even my small characters like Hansy Pete, he's a petty thief but is also the one who blows his nose into his hands. I also make sure that every named character has something to do, they stand out, and each name is unique. So when I do throw out a name like Threeball, it should simply be accepted as, oh, a weird underworld boss's name. But if you stop and think about it, it should give a massive hint as to the nature of the story. Same with Soul. I was especially proud of this one, as it works on multiple levels, but probably only to me. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget, I have a Patreon up if you want to throw some support my way. You can find the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, W-R-I-G-H-T-S.com. Hopefully I'll see you all next week. Take care.